In addition to the investigations in New Orleans and Las Vegas, the FBI needs help with an older mystery. Authorities want to find the person who placed two pipe bombs in Washington, D.C., the night before the riot at the U.S. Capitol in 2021. NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson reports.
There's a $500,000 reward for information that leads to the capture of the person who planted explosive devices outside two politically sensitive buildings in D.C. nearly 4 years ago. David Sundberg's the assistant director in charge of the FBI's Washington field office.
We are convinced there are people that still know something, and over 4 years, allegiances might change, relationships might change, people might recognize that what doesn't seem as important to them might be a piece of this investigation that we could really use.
Authorities have conducted about 1,000 interviews and reviewed more than 39,000 video files. But the alleged bomber wore a nondescript mask, a bland gray hoodie, and black gloves. Only one thing stands out, a gray and black pair of sneakers with a yellow logo.
At the time of the placement of those pipe bombs, less than 25,000 pairs of those rather distinct Nike Air Max shoes have been sold.
For the first time, the FBI is releasing a new detail about the alleged bomber. It believes the suspect is about 5'7" tall. The devices that person placed outside the Democratic and Republican National Committee buildings did not detonate, and any link between the bombs and the violence at the Capitol the next day remains of interest to investigators.
We're still in a stage where we're trying to identify the suspect, and without an identity of the suspect, it is hard to come to motive or intent, but we do believe we'll get there.
Sundberg says the FBI has a long memory. It took years to apprehend the man who bombed the Atlanta Olympics in 1996, and even longer to capture the Unabomber, who sowed terror for decades.
This is not something that the FBI is going to let go of. We simply can't have a case that we stop working that involves someone placing explosive devices inside a neighborhood in any American town or city.
Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.